This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast, listen, the Pod Squad are here to tell me about Dish.
What about watching football on the telly?
I always watch telly on my knees if it's important. So I'll put like crab, cheese, and maybe some patty next to it. Yeah. Line up me crackers. Yeah. And then like that.
Nibble. Oh, yes. Right.
What about if you were going to watch the football in real life?
Yeah. Pie and a Bovril.
What about if you were driving to a doctor's appointment?
Ah, now the car meets. The car food is an entirely different area. At the moment, I've got two hard-boiled eggs in my car in foil. Yeah. But it's usually meats. Scotch egg with a bottle of, is it called Oasis? Yes. Tropical?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What about if you're being held hostage in
a bank?
Yeah,
well, that has happened a few times. I was thinking, you know, Butterkiss toffee popcorn?
Yeah.
I can't think of a circumstance when I wouldn't be able to have that.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
So watch the kidnapping unfold.
Pod Squad with me in studio today, our own Rory Galvin and Elaine Power, who's the host of What's Trending in Formula One. Folks, you're both very welcome. Thanks for joining us. Rory, this is kind of your dream dinner party guest meets general nonsense chat about anything and everything.
Yeah, this is called Dish. It's, I think I had to look it up. I think it's actually made by Waitrose, the supermarket in the UK. So they like either license it out or they own the name, they own the podcast. It's hosted by broadcaster Nick Grimshaw and a Michelin-starred chef, Angela Hartnett. They have a really good chemistry together. They kind of, Angela will cook, they'll have a celebrity guest on, and they'll eat the food and they'll chat about the food. And usually the celebrity will promote whatever they have going on. So it's a very much a general conversation surrounded by food podcast.
So when I heard about this first, Elaine, I thought to myself, like, I love food. I love listening to chefs and what's kind of new or on trend, new restaurants opening. So I actually thought, I'm going to love this until I kind of got stuck into it.
Not a fan, no.
It's just too much rambling about anything and everything.
Yeah.
I don't do well with the just kind of, I need structure to my podcast.
I like a rambling,
right.
Like I like to get to know people through a podcast. And I think with this isn't my favorite podcast that I've listened to for this, but I did really like it. I just like the concept of it. And I also loved getting to know celebrities. So I was very selective in who I would pick. I wasn't just going to listen to every episode. I was like, I'll listen to people that I like or know. But it was really interesting to hear things about like their favorite foods. Like you just you don't know that. About the only time you ever hear about a celebrity's food is like their diet based on how they look. This was like, what food do you like? What's your favorite food? What's your most hated food? I liked that aspect of it.
Were you aware of this podcast?
I was aware of it. I never listened to it. I knew it existed because there's another one as well. Like it's similar to Off Menu, I think, which I had people were talking. The people had kind of mentioned Dish and Off Menu as if they were sort of interchangeable. Yeah. And another one, Table Manners. But I'd never listened to it.
What about you?
I had heard of it. Yeah, it's huge on like Shorts, TikTok, Reels, all this stuff. So that's where I saw loads. I saw like Tom Holland yapping about like gnocchi or whatever. And like loads of little clips and funny bits sort of laughing. And then once you get into the actual podcast, there's a lot of that there. But they kind of put the highlights on the Shorts and all that. And then you can kind of leave it there, to be honest.
Well, sorry, first of all, it's a fully recorded, like it's, you know, there's podcast. You can actually sit down and watch it. Now, I don't necessarily love that either because I think, who has time? I'm not listening to a podcast to watch a video of it. But that seems to be a big focus of this.
I actually like the video aspect. I might be the minority here, but I watched about 8 episodes. So I did do that. And it's nice to see, I think, the food being cooked, the celebrity there. I think there is a visual aspect to it. They mention a lot of things that have visual aspects to them. It's nice. I think it's nice when a podcast does have a video version. And I think it's the way a lot of things are going nowadays.
Yeah. No. What about you?
I don't like a podcast with a visual element. Not I don't like it, but I just don't
bother with it.
For me, it's like I listen to radio because it's in my ears and I'm doing other things. I listen to podcasts for that same reason. Yeah. So if I have to, it was rare that I listened to an episode that I felt like I had to go and then look at it. But I think there was one, I can't remember who it was, but she was showing someone how to cook. I think it was Brian Cox. She was showing him how to cook sea bream. And it was very, like, you could just hear them cooking. And I was like, well, I can't see anything.
For the same reason that, you know, kind of the insider hack for the radio world, in the same way that food doesn't tend to work very well on radio, because it's a very visual thing. You need to be able to see it. For me, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, and they'll mention, like, wow, this looks amazing. Oh my God, how did you plate this? And you're going, well, I don't
actually
know how they
do it. And if you cut it along the bone here, none of us can see what you're talking about. But, you know, for that reason, I don't bother sitting down to watch them.
Yeah, one thing that they do is that there was, I think, I heard it, they mentioned it in one of the episodes, but I think there was a request at one point that when Angela's cooking, could they make a kind of a tutorial? Like, if Angela's a Michelin star chef, restaurateur, she cooks things amazingly. She's all these restaurants that she works in. So they do have on their social content clips saying like how they do the recipe, basically.
What celebrities did you listen to, actually?
I wrote it all down. I listened to Chris O'Dowd, Graham Norton, Stephen Fry, Catherine Ryan, Stanley Tucci, C-Matt, Gordon Ramsay, and Natalie Portman. So they have a huge amount of celebrity guests. They actually get really... them. Yeah, oh, that's great.
They're getting great guests.
Yeah, and usually, so the reason they all come on is to promote something. So it's kind of funny. I found that the ad, like the podcast itself is an ad for Waitrose, right? And then you go into it and they talk about Waitrose and how wonderful it is. I've never been to a Waitrose, so I don't know. And then they also have the celebrity on who then goes, oh, I have an album coming out, I have a movie coming out. So it's a bit of an ad rather than an ad. So you're kind of there just hoping for a funny story just to get something out of it. Because otherwise, I did feel like I was being... advertised to a lot.
What did you learn about their eating habits?
My favourite one is Stephen Fry. He says whenever he can't sleep at night, he will get up, go to the kitchen and make mayonnaise. And the act of making...
Makes the mayonnaise?
Make mayonnaise?
Yeah, like I guess, I don't know how, it's like eggs and oil, right? And you blend it. And he says that like the method of doing it helps him relax and then he can go back to sleep and then he'll have a jar of mayonnaise ready to go in the morning.
For whenever he should need.
It's a bit random, like, yeah. But I thought
you know, I suppose maybe an interesting...
Where else would you hear a celebrity, like, admit that, you know, so...
What about you?
Millie Bobby Brown. So I was listening to that one most recently because I had been on a Stranger Things buzz. But she talked about teaching herself to like olives. And I was like, I feel that's really relatable. So she
an olive fan, though.
Oh no, I'm an olive fan, but I do feel like I had to get there. A bit like when like you first taste wine and everyone goes, this is amazing. Yeah. I'm like, what is
what this? Am I actually looking out for here?
Yeah. So it was the same with olives. And she talked and then it was just she was like, I knew I wanted to be someone. And I think she's 21. So I feel like that even the olive palate, it didn't hit me until like I was mid 20s.
Right.
30, that kind of flavor. She was like, I knew that I needed to like olives. Like it just seems like a thing that everybody does. So I quite like that. But yeah, I listened to different ones. I listened to Brian Cox, Millie Bobby Brown, Dara O'Brien, Joanna Lumley. Fabulous. What a fabulous...
Yeah, you see, it's interesting because, like, I love the idea of listening to some of, like, the country and the UK's top chefs. Like, I want to know what Chipper Nevin Maguire goes to. Do you know what I mean? Like, what is his hangover food? That's I am interested in that. I'm interested in where they go for, you know, an Italian or maybe what kind of, you know, takeaway they like or what kind of Thai food. I love knowing that kind of information, but I just didn't really feel I got it here.
Some of that's in there. Like I had Gordon Ramsay had a pretty good one where he talks about his favorite restaurant.
I didn't listen to him.
Yeah,
I should actually.
You have to dig to get that to that like good stuff like you're talking about. Because I was kind of looking for the similar things. I don't really care like, oh, what do you cook for your kids? Okay, wonderful. Like there's a bit of a celebrity worship happening here as well. I don't know if this is also controversial. Every single Irish guest I listen to, bar maybe one or two, were asked about potatoes and like how they like their potatoes. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Chris O'Dowd was like, had to do a game where he ranked all the ways to cook potatoes. I know it's a food podcast. I know we're Irish stereotypes. Yeah. But like, there's other food we have. We could talk about chicken fillet rolls or spice bags or something.
Really?
It was all lots of potato chat.
I hate the fact that that's what we're known for.
I can't remember if Dara O'Brien was asked about potatoes.
I think he was. I think I looked up. It was actually... I was clicking through because I was like, I have to confirm this. You know, I'm not just... even in the highlight reel, Dara O'Brien talks about potatoes at the start of the show. So I was just like, oh my God.
And they don't ask others.
Less, way less. I noticed with Irish people, and I even then went to listen to some British people and Americans, and like Stanley Tucci wasn't asked about potatoes. Natalie Portman wasn't asked about potatoes. So, you know.
Oh, what a great little observation.
That's my one big issue. I don't know if it's like controversial to say it, but anyway.
Did you actually learn anything about food?
No.
I saw you.
No, I didn't.
That's not necessarily the premise of the podcast, though. It's a kind of it's conversation, isn't it? And getting to know celebrities over.
Like we discussed last week, I was talking to you about the kind of the diety thing that happens in January. And I felt that this was a really good antidote to that because was about enjoying and celebrating food.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like when they talked about the food that they liked or disliked, they had funny reasons. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but of like funny reasons as to why they would dislike. Like there was a guy who's an English poet and he said he loves fish and chips, but it has to be from a chipper. He was like, it can't be from a pub. It can't be from a restaurant. He was really specific. There wasn't an element of, well, actually, I really love chicken and boiled rice because it, you know, keeps me fit. It was, I love mussels or I love chocolate or I love potato gratin. It was like quite specific. That's the bit I really liked about it. And listening to it in January was quite nice
because
it was a different type of listen and it was the celebration of food.
Particularly when you look at everything else that's kind of been shoved down our throats at the moment. But the idea of kind of listening to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant or, you know, even coffee shop bakery recommendations. I'm interested in knowing that.
And actually, you know what? The Gordon Ramsay one is probably my highlight of like, if you want to go listen to an episode, listen to that. Because they talk about like running a restaurant as well. And him and he actually gave Angela Hartnett, the host, her start. So she worked in the first restaurant that he was in running. I think it was called like, I don't even remember, like Aubergine or something. And they just talk about like working and like working in a kitchen, the long hours, the camaraderie. So there's that aspect as well that I thought was good because it is a lot about food. But there are things you can branch out from there that kind of work more than just yapping about how you're cooking this fish. Or you do need a strong guest and, you know, when it relies less on like the advertising and the talking about the projects, I think it works a lot better.
So it's sort of celebrity meets fine dining and a little bit of chit chat.
Yeah, I guess you're meant to feel like you're a bit of a fly on the wall. But sometimes you're kind of being advertised too. And then you go, oh, I'm actually being a fly that's being swatted on the wall and then forced to listen to something, you know.
I find that interesting about the advertising because to me, I felt that the advertising, like, yes, they mention Waitrose all the time, but it didn't bother me because I felt like there wasn't this thing of, here's this beautiful Waitrose salmon with this Waitrose butter. Like they obviously, the name of it is dish, I think, by Waitrose. But that's interesting that you got the advertising side of it and I actually didn't. I just thought like, oh yeah, Waitrose, this is a really natural fit for this type of podcast.
I'm not saying it doesn't work, like it does. And then, but at the end, they're like, if you answer this question correctly, we give you a Waitrose goodie bag full of lovely Waitrose products. I'm like, that's great.
Therese has got in touch to say, apparently they ask everybody about potatoes.
Listen, I have to be honest, I didn't pick up on that at all. They had a quick fire round at the very end, and sometimes they do ask about potatoes. But for the Irish guests, they say they had like segments dedicated to potatoes, I found.
There was a potato chapter.
Potato chapter.
I love it. How many stars out of 5, Elaine Power?
I said 3.5 because I would listen to it again, but it's very guest dependent. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to every episode. I'm going to listen to the Gordon Ramsay one, like walking back to the office. I'm going to listen to some of the people that I like, but I wouldn't, if the podcast ended tomorrow, I wouldn't be.
Rory?
I love complaining, but in fairness, it is competent. They get great guests on. There is something to be gained from
it. The guests are brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm feeling 3 stars.
3 stars. Another listener tells me they love the podcast Dish, but you have to sit down and watch it. Everyone is asked their favourite way to eat potatoes and eggs, says this listener. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's our own Rory Galvin and Elaine Power from the What's Trending in Formula One.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.